USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is resuming a more normal schedule after recovering from a mild case of COVID. This after Biden tested negative for COVID once Tuesday night and once early Wednesday morning. The CDC report said in 2021, the total rate of drug overdose deaths rose by around 15% from the previous year. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says he's concerned about drug smuggling.
The far left throws our borders open for ideological reasons, and it's the most vulnerable communities that end up paying the deadly price.
The Fed Reserve is set to raise interest rates again. The central bank wraps up its two-day meeting Wednesday, and there's very little doubt of an increase, as the debate is how much it'll be. The Fed's tightening is designed to tamp down inflation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.